540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Beko.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Police say a driver plowed into pedestrians at a bus stop outside a migrant shelter near the southern border. At least seven people died. CBS's Nicole Skanga has the latest now from Brownsville.
Police say they're investigating whether the driver acted intentionally. The incident happened just after 8:30 a.m. local time. Brownsville Police Lieutenant Martin Sandoval said seven victims died at the scene. At least four other victims were taken to area hospitals. The driver was arrested and charged with reckless driving, though police say more charges are likely to be filed. Nicole Skanga, CBS News, Brownsville, Texas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling for more mental health funding following the deadly mall shooting this weekend near Dallas. He tells Fox News Sunday guns are not the issue.
We got to find a way in this country where we can once again reunite Americans as Americans and come together as one big family and find ways to reduce violence in our country.
President Biden has once again called on Congress to pass an assault weapons ban. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is warning House Republicans now to pass a clean debt ceiling bill before the U.S. defaults on its debts next month.
Default would mean the checks would stop from Social Security, from the military, and to much more. In fact, there could be a Social Security check shutdown unless they can get their act together.
President Biden will meet with congressional leaders about it on Tuesday. Evacuations could start soon in Ukraine as a big nuclear plant there grows more unstable and dangerous amid its ongoing war with Russia. The BBC's Hugo Bachega is in Kyiv.
Russian-appointed officials in the Zaporizhia region have announced the evacuation of a number of towns and villages ahead of this much-anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive, including the town in Enhodar, where this facility is located.
And a bit of lighter news in the UK today, where coronation celebrations continued for King Charles. CBS's Vicky Barker is in London.
Lionel Richie and Katy Perry were among the headliners at the concert, held against the backdrop of Windsor Castle. But one of the biggest rounds of applause went to Prince William, paying tribute to his father.
As my grandmother said when she was crowned, coronations are a declaration of our hopes for the future. And I know she's up there, fondly keeping an eye on us, and she'd be a very proud mother.
In the royal box, King Charles was visibly moved. Princess Charlotte nudged brother George as if to say, look, daddy's on the stage.
They were surrounded by thousands waving British flags all around them. This is CBS News.
Clean dishes, clean planet. Save $200 in gift card rebates on eligible Beko dishwashers. Visit Beko.com/US-EN for more details.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile when you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Do you remember That Is the Lizard? Before that, Boat on the Ocean. And who are the Lizards? Well, they're from Central Wisconsin. Premier British classic rock and an original rock.
Woo-hoo.
And you can see them at Hoosers on the Lake Friday, June 30th up in Nakusa. How you doing, everybody? GBK, Rocker, and Terry Barr with you. The whole team is with you, giving you original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Hope you're having a good evening. We got a really good show tonight. As always, Rocker, tell the people who's coming on.
Wow, Jimmy, it is a full show tonight. Right now, he's already out in the lobby.
Yeah!
Glenn Whitcomb is in the studio to talk about the return of Groove Roulette at the Burr Oak in the Mad City. That's on May 18th. It's original improvised musical comedy. Then Sims Delaney Potoff from Harmonious Whale, he's in to tell us about their upcoming Scotland and Ireland tours and how you can ride along, literally. And then Sunspots, Mike and Wendy, they're going to stop by the studio to talk about opening for Casey and the Sunshine Band and playing Make Music Madison at the Max Inc. Radio stage on State Street.
That is awesome. Broadfest,
all kinds of stuff. Woo. Mike Grassman from Milwaukee Soundcheck Entertainment, he's in to tell us. Actually, he's on the phone from Milwaukee, and he's going to be telling about his multifaceted music business. He's been building musical community in Milwaukee for years.
Mm-hmm.
The Devil's Lair. Local country star Jenna Jane, she's traveling in from Eagle River tonight to the Mad City to perform for us live in the Devil's Lair. We're going to hear all about her story. And then Jimmy, Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m., the best of Wisconsin hard rock, metal, and punk.
Okay.
It's actually all punk tonight for Heavy. So this will
be Ooh, we both like that idea. Okay. You know, it is finally a nice day out. I know we could get storms later on, but it just feels so good to start singing. I'm going to start singing at all the festivals, Rocker. Did you know that?
Really?
Start thinking about all of the festivals. I know Dave Adler, who plays with Steely Dan, always plays at Atwood Fest in Madison in the summer. He was already posting, I cannot wait to get back outside to do outdoor festivals, outdoor shows, and that just feels like such a good thing to talk about. But I know another thing that's happening outside right now, oh boy, you open the window and all you hear are those lawnmowers going.
Oh, yeah.
So the question, because I know now in the city of Madison, no mow May is okay, or even low mow May. They say if you don't want to mow your lawn during the month of May, you will not be ticketed and fined if you let the grass grow, because they believe that it is good for the bees. And I love that. I love thinking about that. Is this true around the rest of the state? And do you believe in this idea of either a low mow or a no mow May? What do you guys think?
Interesting question. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Love to hear your comments. I have some pretty strong opinions about no mow May.
Okay.
I'll share them with you later on.
And please add to our Facebook post, because I'm going to put this on Facebook right now. And if you really can't call right now, add to our Facebook post, because we want to hear what you have to say.
844-967-2789. Seesaw was in the house, two weeks ago?
Yes.
Their new album is so good. Here's their new song, Dial Me Up. And don't forget, you see them with Jane Hobson at the Shoddy Barn, quote unquote, in Spring Green, Wisconsin. It's brand new Seesaw on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Skirting like I'm focused on it, maybe smoking. Baby got my hand in my pocket. I'm walking into windows. Life is too slow. I don't sleep. I know those. See that strobe in my brain and I obey. Dial me up. Let's have fun.
negative, but not tripping into our cars. We've come so far, we're all mega superstars. I'll prove it. Tap, tap, this thing is hypnotizing.
Maxine Radio, we are local music, Seesaw, and Dial Me Up from their latest album, Projection. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Are you participating in No Mo May?
Or Lomo.
Or Lomo.
That is another thing.
Yeah. I'm choosing the Lomo.
Okay.
Actually, for the backyard, I have to mow because there's the dogs. And picking up the poo in long grass is very difficult, as you may already know.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to keep that kind of maintained.
And I know you love the birds and the bees, so I know you want to help them out as you can.
The front yard, I haven't touched. I'm not touching that until June.
Ha ha, there you go.
I'll take advantage of No Mo May for
so
the front
you're
yard.
Like half and half, basically. Yeah. Okay,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. I know Rocker does everything he can to get out of mowing.
Oh.
More than just me, Jimmy. I'm No Mo October, No Mo November, barely in August,
yeah.
Only when I have to, literally. We love the bees so much.
I know. Do you have milkweed in your yard?
Oh, God. Tons, man.
Oh,
tons and tons.
I'm going to come
milkweed.
And get some.
You know what else we grow tons of? Oregano. And those things spread everywhere.
Oh,
and
nice.
So they have tons of flowers for the bees.
Mm-hmm.
And those actually go really late. And then we even have a good amount of Creeping Charlie. So that helps the bees. You wouldn't believe how much bees love Creeping Charlie.
Ooh, that's interesting.
They like to hide around.
We like to talk about these things because it's something we're all dealing with right now. It ties into being outside and outside music, but then it also is, well, if you don't mow, then you have more time to go see music in May, right?
Yeah. I like that.
Sorry, Jimmy.
Why I try to mow like not at all every month if I can.
So who does the majority of the mowing at the bar household?
It's sure not me. And we've gone back and forth with all kinds of different mowers, too. The most recent, we had the push mower that just has the blades, not electric,
wow.
No motor, the whole thing.
The swirly ones?
Yeah, old school, because our yard is pretty small. But it stopped.
You can't let it get long with those.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy, no. That's a tough push.
Yeah, so he already had to start with a real mower. Now, but he kept it low because we love the birds and the bees too.
There you go. 844
Jimmy K. Oh,
yes.
I want to know about your lawn. Who is the outdoor person?
Well, we have a big garden. Like half of our backyard is garden, vegetable garden.
Nice.
So I do all the mowing. Leona does a lot of garden work though. She'll get down and dirty in the garden.
That is good cooperative work.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And I love the veggies in the fall. And Mrs. K has the best salsa.
Yes, she does.
I know we all have to vouch for that.
844-967-2789. Let's do some Eddie Burf. We'll give you some details about Make Music Madison in just a minute. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Nothing to pull me through. And I've been jumping through these same damn hoops for days. It's no wonder my heart has been singing the blues. And I don't need no one to save me. another. Ain't no words of wisdom to help me now. Turning cold and I lost our hope. Maybe I just need time and this will all be fine. Oh, but the devil always tells you that he's gonna be your best friend. And by the time that you wake up, your soul is already gone. People always asking why you're feeling so down, but you tell them that it's nothing, that you're coming around. Oh, but you look into the mirror, you don't know that it's you. And it's no wonder your heart has been singing
Sync Radio, we are local music. That is Eddie Berth and his brand new music there. He's going to be playing at Make Music Madison at the Max Sync Radio Civic Media Stage. It's our brand new studio, too, up on State Street, 202 State Street. Same building as the Comedy Club. This is happening Wednesday, June 21st. I'm all over the place here. June 21st, Make Music Madison at Civic Media on State Street. Eddie Berth, Sunspot, Dana Perry, they're all performing live starting at 3 o'clock. We want you to come down and join us, please. Make Music Madison. Get more information about that if you want to be a venue or perform live at makemusicmadison.org. And we'll see you on the first day of summer, Terry Barr. You're going to be there, right?
Oh, are you kidding me? That's going to be a blast. But now you took away some of the sun from Sunspot. I thought they were going to make this big announcement. Are they going to make it or remake it when they get here?
Oh, I didn't realize it was breaking news. I mean, I talked about it last week.
Oh, you did? Okay. Shoot, yeah. I missed
it's breaking news all night.
We'll re-break it when Sunspot comes at 7:30.
This is radio. It's all about repeating things.
Exactly. We've never done it before. So, I mean, we can talk about this a million times as far as I care. Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
It's going to be a great time. Hope you can join us. I got to tell you that Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. for glass gifts and vape, shop at ignitegLassandGifts.com. Also, the White Curt Realtors on Atwood Avenue. Let them open the door to your future home. Find them online at whitekurt-lakepoint.com. We got the Max Track of the Week and Glenn Winnicombe talking about Groove Roulette. That's coming up in just a minute.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Scotland beyond the Standing Stones. July 29th through August 9th, we'll head from Glasgow to the Isles of Skye, Harris, Lewis, and Orkney. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Scotland beyond the Standing Stones. For more information, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com.
It's going to be great.
CBS News Brief. At least seven people are dead after a driver plowed into them in Texas. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Authorities say the victims include asylum seekers from Latin America en route to the United States. Witnesses say the driver ran a red light before veering off the side of the road, crashing into a large group.
It's unclear whether it was intentional. Shoppers scattered during a mass shooting in Allen, Texas, where eight people died.
We saw him with this big, huge rifle shooting, and we saw a guy running, like mid-20s or maybe younger, with bags in his hand, running for his life.
The shooter was killed by police. President Biden hopes to hash out a debt ceiling plan with congressional leaders this week ahead of the nation's default deadline. But North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry isn't optimistic.
My level of optimism is from complete and utter pessimism. Anything could get done to some level of modest pessimism now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Time for the Max Track of the Week, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Be sure to reserve your Mother's Day spot for brunch at the Sun Prairie or Livingston Street at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. This week's Max Track of the Week is from one of my favorite artists, and quite frankly, I can't wait for her to come back to Madison play a show. So I Can Sleep, Rain Stern's newest track, is a pop meets rock crossroads that follows the story of an unrequited attraction. Rain sings, "Send your love one more dream," as the only time she feels close to a person, this person is in a different reality. Let's check it out right now. It's a great song. Rain Stern, So I Can Sleep on Max Inc. Radio. It's the Max Track of the Week.
So I can't sleep.
send your love for the last time to me.
So I Can Sleep. That's brand new Rain Stern on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Oh, so good. Get more. Rain's very active on social media, which is awesome. And you can reach out to her. Just look for Rain Stern. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio along the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker Terry Barr and I hanging out with you. 844-967-2789. And Rocker, I foresee a double dip of Pat McCurdy very soon. What do you foresee? What do you got coming up?
I would love to hear a double dip of Pat McCurdy, especially, I like everything. If you can put that in for me, Jimmy, that's my favorite Pat McCurdy song.
All right, I could do that.
Terry, what do you get when you mix live music, comedy, and improv?
Well, let's see. I'm going to guess maybe human combustion.
That's close. Groove Roulette.
Yeah.
Original improvised musical comedy. And it all happens every third Thursday at the Burr Oak in Madison, starting on May 18th. Here in the studio to tell us all about Groove Roulette is creator and musician Glenn Whitcomb.
Woo-hoo!
Glenn, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay. Hi, everyone. Hi, Glenn. Awesome. You know, I had not, and I think I kind of mentioned this to you earlier, I had not heard a lot about Groove Roulette, and I feel like I'm missing out. So before we really get into that,
sure.
Tell me a little bit about you as a musician, performer, your promoter, your creator. How'd you get there? How'd you get that now to where you are with us?
I'm one of the people that like doesn't like to be bored. I'm always just trying to do something. Like I've dabbled around in theater, acting, comedy, music, a lot of other things, and just I always got to do something. And then on top of that, I have a flaw of like being able to just bringing people together, bringing references, networking.
Yeah,
but like that, but I have to make it a thing, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, just in terms of that, just I've met some cool people, and I've always wanted to see them do cool things
together.
And so I just keep on doing that.
And Groove Roulette is so cool in itself. Tell the people what it is. What how is it so unique?
Yeah, so we're a live music series started back in 2017. Kind
of. Oh,
jeez,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the before times. It was a house show. Like, I just had four friends who played in different bands. And I was like, how about you guys just jam together in our house? And luckily people came, but I was like, if no one comes, this is just my own private concert. This that's fine with me. But it was just, the music was so amazing. We just invite four musicians from different bands to come together and improvise for, you know, a set or a couple of hours. And then the comedy part comes in is where we have the audience name the band.
That could get funny.
We have them submit suggestions for names, and then usually the band like decides this one's the best one. We've had Soft Ralph, Plump Fiction. That one's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
A couple fun ones. Todd. I don't know if I could say this, but dang it, but the bad.
We can say that one.
Todd, damn it. That one featured Todd Phipps from Rare Element. That was a lot of fun. The last one we did, I don't know if we could say this word either, but Butt Planets.
You just did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
wait, we can't say that one.
Oh, well.
Okay,
say that one. Okay. I can never remember just, you know, doing stand-up comedy. I was like, I can say all the words. And then I come here and it's like, I can't say any more words.
Yeah.
Beep. Yeah. Do any of those bands or did they keep any of the names? Or it was like a one-night thing?
No, they're usually one-night things. Okay. There's been connections, like people have started their own projects together because of that before. Yeah,
amazing.
A couple things like that, like or some people have kept songs for their own groups. I know that Maestranza has one. I think the song was called "Biscuit Learns a Kickflip."
wow!
Yeah, we have a guest host come on and they just name the songs if they want to.
What's the most interesting group that you gelled together?
I think this one's a little bit personal for me. The most interesting group I had was John Mezzaloris, who plays bass for Don't Mess With Cupid, and a few other groups. I believe with Blue Olives, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he was my orchestra teacher in middle school and high school. And a couple other bands from my hometown, The Earthlings and Work, they also... So I brought two of their members, and they got to play with their old music teacher.
Oh, I love
that. Wow,
that's
cool.
And on top of that, we had Krista Bernardo from... he used to play with Natty Nation. He plays with Mickey Sunshine now.
Yeah.
He played on drums. And that was an absolute, like, for me, that was a very good moment.
Yeah.
There's other ones, too. And sometimes it's the musicians. It's just Albert. But sometimes it's just how the musicians meld together. And, I usually just try to bring together people who know how to listen to each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. The creative That's juices important. Growing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This sounds like an amazing opportunity. Who are you going to feature now with this first one? That's coming up already on Thursday, May 18th.
Yeah.
That, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Okay. This summer we have a group closing out the show coming up from Chicago called Covington Groove. They're great. So their keyboard player, Samuel Wyatt, will be playing on keys. On guitar, we have Kyle Wrightley from the Civil Engineers.
Oh, Kyle is so multi-talented.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he might be bringing a horn as well.
Yeah, because he can.
Oh, because he can. Of course. As he should. Oh, as he should. On bass, Aaron Metz. He plays with Maestranza, Cold Fusion, Railhopper, I believe, still.
Yeah. Wow.
And then on drums, Cat from Milwaukee, I really like him. He's been on it before, and killer on drums. Victor Reed, he plays with the Stephen Hull Experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is an amazing drummer.
Oh, my God. He blew me out of the... Like, he blew me away the last time I saw him. Nice. And you know, this young cat with a lot of energy, and so cool.
See, in his band, Stephen Hull Experience, are awesome, and... You just may see him coming to some festivals this summer.
Oh, my. A little teasy-weezy there. You know, it sounds like the audience can get involved in everything. It's not one of those where you come and you want everybody to just be super quiet to listen. I love the listening shows, but this is one where you better partake. Sort of?
A lot of the time, but there are times where it's we do get an audience who sit there and attentive because they want to see what the musicians are trying to do with each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Groove Roulette, it's going to kick off. The kickoff show is Thursday, May 18th at the Burr Oak. And, you know, you were just talking about the audience participation. And the Burr Oak is a very intimate venue.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us why you chose the Burr Oak.
That's not a bad part of it, the intimacy of that venue. But the other thing is I have some family history with them. My grandpa owned Kuka Records, and they recorded a lot of Dr. Haven's albums.
Oh, okay.
And
that makes sense.
Yep, and as we know, the DeHaven brothers opened up the Burr Oak.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's a little personal. I love the Burr Oak, and I love working with them, and the DeHaven brothers have done such a great job. And every time I walk in, there's, you know, my grandpa's and Dr. Haven's albums on the wall every time
I
walk in.
Yes, I've seen that, and now I know the story.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. And you have quite a musical family, because you were telling me that your father used to play with Sims in Harmonious Whale.
Yeah, for a stint. there it is.
Nice.
Yeah, as well as my godfather played with Harmonious Whale for a stint as well. Tom Musselchuck. Yeah, my dad plays bass. He's on vacation now, but usually you can catch him Thursdays and some Fridays over at Otto's on Mineral Point.
Oh, nice. They have a great patio when they move it.
Good steaks there, too.
Oh, amazing steaks.
Yeah.
I played a gig with him there once, and I really just did it for the steak.
I did it for the steak!
Yeah.
But yeah, he also used to play with a bluegrass band, a Piper Road Spring Band, way back in the 70s. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, you have a ridiculously talented family. Thanks for continuing this. I guess, you know, my biggest question, why should people come out to this?
To celebrate the musicianship of Madison.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I do it. And to let people know that we hear, like, Madison music is something to enjoy and be proud of, really.
Yeah.
It to such a point where we can make things up on the spot, and it's amazing.
I love it when you preach to the choir, Glenn. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Right there with you.
Hey, man. So Thursday, May 18th, that's the kickoff show, is at the Burr Oak. You can go to the Burr Oak on Facebook or look them up on Google. You'll get the ticket information. Glenn, you're awesome. And thank you so much for taking the time to come in and join us tonight. And we thank you.
What a pleasure.
Terry Rocker, Jimmy, thank you all so much.
We're going to do that Covington Groove song you sent in. This song is called Greens. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
take the right pills, but I can't feel with it. People got me tripping like a porn star that can't get laid in the real world. When I've had enough, I'll pack one up. Look out my window at the world passing by me. Think of all the lost souls that must feel just like me. 350 milliliters of Kentucky clear only get you so far. When I've had enough, I'll rise above.
I'm Beth Killey, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You lean over slowly, and you whisper in my ear. I feel your hand upon my back, and your lips are in my hair. You don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. It cool, a smile or nod, but all that I can think. So why won't you let me love you? 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 Oh. All the things I'd do if I could only make you mine. Off your rock, reveal the work of art inside. Run my fingers over you until you came to life. Force the air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why won't you let me love you? 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 Oh,
side. Momentary slip shows me truly what you want. Is it wishful thinking, love? Is you might feel the same? Or do you ever whisper when you watch me walk away? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you?
Sounds like a crazy night at the bar. Baby, let me know. Alternative radio. Brand new stuff from Kicking Down the Door on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Beth Keeley before that. Brand new stuff. Why Won't You Let Me Love You? The name of the new album is called This Open Road. And there's two release shows. Friday, May 26th at the High Noon Saloon and Saturday, June 17th at the Gibson Community Music Hall. That's in Appleton. And of course, Beth Keighley will be on the show with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair next week. And she'll be on the show the following week to talk about her new album that we just heard. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr with you. We got Sims in the studio. We're going to talk about your trip to Ireland and Scotland in just a couple of minutes, plus a double dip of Pat McCurdy.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Enter a world of wizards, hobbits, and gnomes at the Gift Nook in Kewaskum. Explore an enchanted land with locally made handcrafted gifts themed from nerdy to nature, and experience an interactive hobbit home. Visit the Gift Nook for a truly mystical shopping experience. 222 Main Street in Kewaskum, or call 414-839-0066. That's 414-839-0066, or find them on Facebook.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.